So why are we in this situation where we have a very constrained electricity supply? There are regular breakdowns happening at Eskom. Why are we experiencing load shedding yet again? Well, an extensive data investigation by News 24 published this morning showing a turnaround in Eskom's performance under Machela Koko potentially came at the expense of reliable electricity generation today. So Eskom says it's been unable to determine definitively what led to an improvement in its performance over the years of 2016 and 2017 when there was no load shedding. Remember, there was no load shedding. And we've often heard Machela Koko speak about that period. So let's speak now to News 24 journalist Kyle Cowan about this investigation. Kyle, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. There was no load shedding during Machela Koko's tenure. He's told us about that often. Why is the story important?
Mandy, the story is important because effectively we're sitting with an Eskom today that is in a far worse position than it was 5 or 6 years ago. And that's why we have, you know, the current leadership of Eskom coming out on media briefings and repeatedly telling us about how bad the system is and how constrained it is. And then one unit at the nuclear power station, Kuiberg, in Cape Town trips, and we have load shedding. And, you know, it's sort of a... It's important, I think, to try and understand, you know, there are legitimate criticisms over Eskom's current performance, but we need to have context around this, and particularly what happened at Eskom during the state capture years and under Mr. Koko, which has led to why Eskom is struggling and why it doesn't have enough money and capacity to fix those problems now.
Mm. So what does this mean now? We've had this briefing from Eskom today. So what does all of this mean going forward? Now, I imagine that Eskom disagrees with your findings.
They do. And, you know, this is quite a key departure point. Both Mr. Koko and Eskom disagree with some of the findings that News 24 has made. But, you know, we undertook a very extensive analysis of more than 10 years worth of performance data and obviously the contextual issues and leadership issues around that. And what we found is really that there was this prevailing, you know, disciplinary card system at Eskom during Mr. Koko's tenure, where power station managers were effectively incentivized to hide breakdowns. And what this has led to is a system that is far more unstable and far more delicate than what it was 5 years ago. So going forward, effectively, Eskom now needs to spend more money and take more power stations offline for longer periods of time to fix problems that could have been fixed when, you know, an apparent turnaround in performance had happened in 2015 already.
Well, Kyle, thank you very much for that. Kyle Cowan, News 24 journalist, speaking to us there about that story that dropped on the website today. Go and read it because it really is an extensive, it gives context, there's background to it, a data investigation showing why we are in the position that we are in today.